Dr. Sabrick, getting an office note on patient Samuel Martinez, date of birth 8/23/1994, date of service 11/6/2023, period paragraph. The patient is 29-year-old gentleman presenting to my office with multiple complaints. He reports receiving a Pfizer injection in August 2021. The very next day, he started having symptoms of pounding heart, shortness of breath. He had pain in his arm, had brain fog and fizzy vision, went to the ER multiple times, was labeled as panic attack, period. He also has minor tingles in the arms and legs here and there, and chest discomfort that is persistent, period. Past medical history, previously patient was healthy. Past surgical history, none. Allergies, no non-drug allergies. Please go back to past medical history. And patient had COVID in 2021, had another COVID episode earlier this year in 2023 that led to pneumonia, period. Social history, patient is single, no kids. He's an ex-smoker. He does do alcohol occasionally. He used to do marijuana, but no other drug use. He works as a consultant for Salesforce, period. Review systems, in addition to the mentioned above in HPI, he mentions headaches on and off, brain fog positive, chest discomfort, occasional shortness of breath, no wheezing, heartburn positive, early satiety. He forces himself to vomit sometimes because he feels full. No abdominal pain, no urinary symptoms, and no leg swelling. No other systems reviewed are negative. Current medications include colchicine, natokinase, bromelain, curcumin, pure paragraph, physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils round, reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein suspension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no date, pure paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal sphenous too, no murmurs heard, no friction of heart lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no red neuro exam, is non-focal, pure paragraph. Investigation is not available to me at this time, assessment of plan 1. Patient has multiple symptoms related to COVID-19 gene editing therapy, most likely spike protein toxicity. Patient will be treated with spike detox protocol, including ivermectin, low-dose naltrexone, natokinase, bromelain, curcumin, and other nutraceuticals. We are going to screen him metabolically with blood testing and will advise him accordingly, period. Patient is going to see me back in around 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendations and report next. Before, please add a paragraph also. Patient was instructed that ivermectin is being used off-label. He wants to proceed with treatment and report next.